Coach, the show's continuing here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, here with head coach of the Frankfurt Wildcats, Nick Anderson. This Frankfurt Wildcats locker room chat here is brought to you by Wankel & Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Frankfurt now here starting the season 0-2 after a 54-44 loss against Linden last Friday. It was 36-22 at the end of halftime, Linden leading, and it was also 48-22 going into the fourth quarter, 12 points coming through for Linden in the third, but here Frankfurt able to pick up 22 points in the fourth quarter, but unfortunately not able to get the comeback accomplished, again falling 54-44. Again here with head coach Dick Anderson. Coach, what can you tell me about that game last Friday?
Well, I thought we started well. We were able to take our opening drive down and put points on the board right away. Unfortunately, the same kind of mistakes that hampered us in week one showed their ugly face again in week two. We had another red zone turnover that took points off the board for us, and again we had a handful of penalties that were costly and put us in bad down and distance situations, and then we're unable to prevent the big play over the top, and those three things right now are really hampering us and handicapping us on what we can do. And you know, it's kind of a weird feeling because I really do believe we're 4, 5, 6 plays away from being 2-0, but we're not, and you know, things would look a lot differently if we had made plays there, but it is what it is, and I am proud of how we fought in the second half and kind of just ran out of time because we were really starting to gain momentum and take control of that game there at the end.
Well, again, another game where Wes Anderson, again, commanding, taking control of the offense. This time, a lot of work done with his legs, 92 yards rushing and a touchdown also in the air. He threw for 3 scores and 127 yards. How do you feel like, again, he's doing here with the offense?
Oh, he's doing great. He's having to scramble around more than I would like him to. We got some line breakdowns that are still happening for us, but he's a competitor and he's going to give it his all in every play. And right now he's thankfully making a lot of plays for us, and he's going to have that opportunity. You know, with, you know, teams that like to play us man to man, you know, when the pocket breaks down, he's going to have the opportunity to tuck the ball and run from time to time. And he really is a better runner than most people give him credit for. And I would actually like him to use that part of his game more. So he's doing good for us. We just got to, like I said, find ways to limit those mistakes we talked about earlier.
Looking at the defensive side again, you allowed 332 yards rushing on the ground against Linden. Two different backs ran for 150 yards plus and both at least scoring 2 touchdowns. How are you going to go going forward limiting that running attack?
Oh, you know, I know it sounds maybe cliche, but I thought we did an okay job for the most part. It was those chunk plays that kind of inflated those numbers here and there. You know, I had a couple guys out of position, the wrong gap, you know, overrun the football, things like that. You know, I did think we got better in the run game. Statistically, it doesn't show that, but I do think we were more physical at the point of attack and did some things. It's just, unfortunately, in the 8-man game, you get out of position here or there, and oftentimes that leads in long runs and touchdowns.
Well, I know last week we talked about, you know, staying ahead of the downs of the sticks, not getting on through those fourth downs. You got to 6 fourth downs last Friday. However, you did convert 5 of 6. Going forward again, how do you keep working those sticks in your favor, but how do you, you know, like how your team was able to face that adversity on those fourth downs?
Yeah, we kind of knew that, you know, most of the time, regardless of where we're on the field, that we have 4 downs, you know, assuming it's not a ridiculous amount. But if you look at those third downs, we weren't very good on third down, and that's probably what led us to have to go for so many fourth downs. So, and a lot of that was down distance type situations. So, you know, we just didn't play clean enough. Had some drop passes early, had some missed throws early, and we're just, like I said, our margin for error is not big enough. Right now it's very small, and you know, when you make those mistakes, it just, the game gets really hard for us.
Frankfurt looking to bounce back this week here in week number 3. They take on Solomon here at home this Friday. We'll talk about more about that on segment number 2 here on Locker Room Chats. Continuing things here on Locker Room Chat, week number 3. Crennan Prophet here with head coach Nick Anderson of the Frankfurt Wildcats. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Wankel & Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Well, looking for that bounce back win after starting here 0-2. He'll take on the Solomon Gorillas, who come off a pretty good game last Friday. They picked up their first win this season against the Wakefield Bombers, winning 36-12. Their quarterback, Brecken Koop, he completed 11 of 19 passes for 150 yards. He also carried the ball 6 times, scoring 2 touchdowns and 34 yards. What are some big keys here against your opponent this Friday?
Solomon's a much improved football team from a year ago. A vast majority of their roster returns, and you can tell they're just a year older and they have a year more experience under their belt. And last year when we faced them, the quarterback didn't play. He was injured. So he makes a big difference for that team. And he's one of those kids that if you let him get his feet set, he's going to complete some passes. So we got to do a good job of making him move around in the pocket and throw off the run. And then ultimately they're, you know, they're good with their ground game, and they got a couple backs that are pretty physical and they got some good size up front. So they're definitely going to present some challenges to us, but you know, they're very schematically probably very similar to what Lennon did to us a week ago. So hopefully that's an advantage for us.
Well, last season was a 76-0 final score against the Gorillas. It was the first time for the two teams meeting since 2007. Right now, Frankfurt, three-game winning streak against the Gorillas. How do you continue that win streak again? And are you seeing kind of any similarities from last year's team to this year's team as you kind of exchange film?
You know, schematically, they're very similar. Like I said, they're just much improved. And, you know, the challenge for us this week is, are we going to continue to make improvement? Those areas that we've talked about, are we going to see some growth there? And this week's also our homecoming week. How are we going to handle all the distractions that go with a homecoming week? And can we put all those aside and take care of business on the football field? So hopefully we can see those things Friday and kind of right the ship a little bit.
I know last week we saw 200 yards on the ground rushing, only 127 yards in the air passing. How are you feeling that offense out this week here against Solomon?
Well, to be honest with you, we're pretty dinged up in skill position area. And so that's kind of eliminating our explosiveness and threat for big plays. And so we're, trying to navigate our way through that. And like I said, just a lot of things to clean up. And we just got to play more disciplined football. And when we do that, things will come better for us and easier for us offensively.
Frankfurt Wildcats looking for their first win here of the season. They will have a home game this Friday against the Solomon Gorillas. Again, Coach, thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you.